Good morning, Tobias.
And we're going to talk about this C word a little bit this morning, aren't we?
A little bit.
But before we get on to that, tell us a little bit about how you first got into pottery, because I understand that the business is quite a new venture for you.
It is. So I've been in business since April. Before that, I was an academic librarian at the University of Cambridge. I worked at the Isaac Newton Institute for Mathematical Sciences, doing all their graphic design, annual reports, looking after all the visiting scholars, people like Stephen Hawking and Simon Singh, all people coming from all over the world doing all kinds of fabulous maths.
And yep.
That came to an end for me last year.
Right.
And I decided to have a good look at my life and what did I want to do.
And what was going to make you happy?
What was going to make me happy,
yep.
Exactly. I was happy in my job,
right.
But that just was a change in the institute and that came to an end, so mm-hmm. that was fine. Mm-hmm. And I decided that, having been doing ceramics for 15 years as a hobby and loving it, having my own small studio and kiln and wheel and so on, I thought, you know what? That would be amazing. If I could do that as my job,
yes.
I would have a smile from ear to ear, yeah. every day.
It's that old phrase, isn't it? Find something you love and then
you
it
never
doesn't
do
feel
a
like
day's
work.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So is that what you've
That's
done?
That's what I did.
How inspiring.
So I thought, I'll go for it. And I set up in April. The idea really to start with, to be honest, was to make things and sell at fairs and online. And I thought, I'll do parties and I'll do things with people because I'm a real people person. I love being with people. And that's actually the thing that's taken off for me. And it's the thing I found I really love. I see myself as an enabler. I'm getting people involved in clay, getting people having a play with clay,
yep.
and just getting a buzz going around Cambridge, because there's nothing like it nearby, Tobias. There's not a lot you can do in terms of getting a lump of clay from yep. the ground and making something and turning it into stone that's going to last forever.
I can see you're clearly very passionate about that process.
I love it.
So what is it for you? Is it the feel of the clay, the texture of it, or that idea that you can take something that is just essentially a lump of mud from the ground and yeah. turn it into something functional or beautiful?
It's just so versatile. It's really versatile. You can do so much with it. There's so many types of clay, so many types of glazes, so many types of ways to model it, you know, from wheel throwing to hand building. All kinds of different things. And for me, I'm quite a creative person. I do lots of drawing and painting and so on. But it's the one thing that I do that completely makes me forget about everything else. I go in my studio, I close the door, and that's it. Mm. There's nothing else. And it's so relaxing. And everyone that I have, I do lots of throwing taster sessions where people come for the first time to just have a go and get their hands on. And without exception, every person that leaves says, wow, that was so relaxing. I loved that. I want to do some more.
So you mentioned your studio setup. What sort of, where are you based firstly, and what sort of setup do you have there for having people in?
So I have a small home studio. So this is, I have such a short commute, Tobias. It's amazing.
It's a couple of seconds.
Close the door. Absolutely. So I have a wheel, I have a kiln, I have space for about 6 people in my studio. So I do small sessions, small workshops, one-to-one tuition, mm-hmm. those kind of things in the workshop. We always have a giggle. We always have some homemade cake or biscuits. So it's just like having pals around.
Yep.
It's such a lifestyle change for me. It's just wonderful.
And the parties you mentioned, that's sometimes you go to places to run those, do you, or are they always based where you are?
I love the parties. I love them. So I do them mostly in people's homes.
Yep.
So they book for, it can be children, but it's often adults as well. Hen parties or any kind of family celebration, as I say on my flyer. Any occasions, a clay occasion. I go to your home. I bring everything with me,
yep.
table coverings,
yep.
all the clay, all the stuff. And we have a great time for an hour or so. And then the kids make something fabulous that comes back with me to the kiln, gets fired, and then it's returned back to the party organiser within a couple of weeks.
Now, you say the kids make something fabulous, and
yes.
I'm sure that's very true in almost every occasion. Is there ever sometimes something that you think, actually, that's not going to hold water when we fire this, or it just doesn't really look like anything that needs a bit more extra help?
You know, some of the little kids can kind of go a little bit random.
So might need a bit of help.
But do you know what? That's the charm of it.
And that's the beauty of it.
That's the loveliness. And do you know what? I really embrace the Japanese tradition in ceramics, which is if there's a flaw or if there's a fingerprint or if there's a smudge, that makes that piece more valuable because it captures the moment in time. It captures the moment it was made.
Mm.
So that is the ethos that I have with my parties, that let the children do it. Let them do their work and let it come out how it comes out. If it's going to fall to pieces, I'll gently cajole it back together again. But let them do it. It's their piece of work then. Yeah. And I think that's so much more valuable than it being something that mum, dad or me have basically done ourselves.
And I guess it then makes it unique as well, doesn't it? If it's
absolutely
that particular design or that idea behind it.
Really does make it unique, beautiful, keepsakes to have as well.
Well, that's it, because I think you talk about pottery making the perfect gift as well, whether it's for a present at a particular time of year or just a little something to use. How difficult is it to get a consistent product? So say if you wanted to make a set of six plates or something like that, how easy is it to get them all looking the same?
It's quite tricky. It takes a bit of practice. To be honest, in my work, it's not something that worries me. I'm not about consistency. I'm about the experience and doing it and just enjoying it and embracing whatever comes out, however it comes out. So that's less important for me. But with practice, you can do it, for sure.
And you've had 15 years of practice, you said now.
I've had 15 years as a hobby and just, you know, just over 6 months as my proper job. And this is all I'm doing now. I'm not doing any other work. So it's just brilliant. And got my smile.
Yeah, I know, I can see it. And very busy with it as well?
Very busy. Got lots of things happening with kids and parties, adult parties. I'm doing a lovely event over Christmas with a lady that's bought her whole family. She's bought them me for an afternoon to just go along for their Christmas present and just make things with them. So I love doing things like that. It's amazing.
And tell us about what you're up to next weekend, because I understand you've got a special event happening.
I do. I'm doing a make your own Christmas decorations workshop. So as I say, my studio is quite small. I can only fit six people in there and I want to have more people. So I've booked some space in Manor Farm in Bourne, and this is Saturday the 11th of November. And people can come and they can make their own clay decorations. It doesn't work terribly well on radio, Tobias, but I have brought some
with
me.
You've got a few bits with you.
So you can see there are some lovely little kind of choristers. There are little hanging decorations.
So they're Christmas tree decorations, are they, those
Christmas
ones?
Tree decorations. So you can make things that can go on the top of your tree, hanging baubles. Look at this little gingerbread man here. So there's all
that's very
kinds
sweet.
So if you have a really artistic leaning, then you can really go to town and you can make lots of really lovely things. Not so artistic, that's also fine as well. I can show you how to make quite easily some really nice hanging decorations from, say, like little cookie cutters. You can make some adorable little dangly bits to hang on your tree. Yep. And they'll all be handmade by you. And the workshop is £25 for the 2 hours. And that includes all the clay, all the glazes, all of my time tuition, the firing and everything.
So do you fire it once the glaze has gone on, or do you fire first and then have to apply glaze after that?
Yeah, so this is a technique I've developed. As you say, you're quite right. What you would normally do, and if I was doing some work in my studio, I would make the item
from clay. If you had all the time in the world.
If you've got all the time, you make it first from the clay, then you fire it once, which is called a bisque firing.
Yep.
So it then turns partially vitrified, not completely, but it's nice and firm, and you can then work with it without damaging it. And then after you've got to that stage, you then apply your glaze or your decoration, and then you would fire it again in your glaze firing. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not going to work for a children's party.
No, it's not, no.
You're not going to say to little Tallulah, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to take that away from you now and fire it.
And I'll see you
in
a fortnight.
So I've worked and done lots of experiments with different clay bodies and different glazes, and I found a combination that works really well. So once you've made your item from clay, you can apply these earthenware glazes on top of we call it greenware, before it's been fired. You can apply it to the greenware and it really holds very well, it fires very well. And all these decorations that you can see that I've made and brought with me have all been made in that way. There's no cheating. I haven't done it the kind of longer way. They're all done in the same way that you can do them in the workshop.
And they do look
and
very
they come
impressive.
Out really
they
nicely.
Yeah, they really do.
Really beautifully.
Okay, so if people are interested in finding out more about you or finding out about this event on next Saturday, what could we do? Have you got a website we could go to?
I have a website. My website is www.bournepottery.co.uk, or you can email me if you like at bournepottery@gmail.com. I've got a few places left on it. They are booking up, but if people want to come, they're very welcome. I will be making mince pies, that's all I'm saying.
As an added enticement.
Yeah, absolutely. I like mince pies. So yeah, I think it's just about early enough to get going for Christmas.
That was going
to
be my
final
question.
We can say the C word.
Yeah, you think it's okay now, we're in November.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Any earlier than that, it's a bit dodgy, isn't it? But when does it get to November?
That's right. And the other C word, of course, is clay.
Oh, clay,
And we need to get it prepared and fired and back in time for the big C word. So, yeah, that's good.
Super. Sarah, lovely to meet you. Thank you for coming in and telling us all about this event next weekend and about Bourne Pottery, which we wish you all the best with.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.